The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 568.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Moda Box, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Monica Promsavan. Monica, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. How are you? Thank you so much, Sheena, for having me. I'm very, very excited to share my journey and how I get to be so confident. And it's my honor to be here. And yes, so my name is Monica Promsavan, and I'm the CEO founder of Moda Box, which is an online personalized shopping service for women. We curate fully coordinated outfits and deliver to our customer doorstep. They can try what they love and ship what they don't like. And it's just pretty much one of those subscription box models, which is not a subscription, but it's one of those box fashion models that's out there among few others.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Monica, what's your cultural background?
So my parents are from Laos, and they immigrated to Argentina in the late 70s, where I was born and raised. So back home, I'm more Laotian. And then at school, I'm a little bit more Latin America.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
There's always hope.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, even though it's short and sweet, it is pretty important. You know, you sometimes have to go into things with blind faith and like hope for the best. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And Monica, what's your definition of self-confidence?
I mean, we all have a different way of seeing self-confident. For me, it's just finding the strength to believe in yourself, even when others don't, even when everything goes wrong, even when you have horrible day, month, year, and you start feeling self-doubt in many ways. And I think that just kind of find the inner voice and find that power and the ability to pick yourself up and just support yourself. I think that's like one of my biggest help, I guess.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, learning to support yourself, because sometimes, you know, like you mentioned, we have days when we're down, or we have bad days, or we have days where we feel like it's the end of the world. And sometimes we need that inner strength to pick ourselves back up and learn that we have what it takes to keep going and just, you know, be persistent in our dreams or whatever it is we're going after for. So thanks for sharing that great definition. And Monica, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I was just a lost little girl. I think that like I was just going with the flow with everything that was coming to my life. And I don't know, I suddenly find out like in my late 20s that, wow, Did I just build a multi-million dollar business without any like knowledge? Like, how did that happen? And that just kind of trickled down to like, wow, I'm capable of much more. Like, how much more I'm capable of? When do I say stop? When do I say no? So that's when I started to realize that I had more, like I didn't have a limit, and I discovered that like anything is possible pretty much. And I think that it took a while. I mean, for some people it takes way earlier on, for some other take later, but I think for me it happened when I'm in my late 20s. I started my first business, and we just did so well, and I just had so amazing people around me, and that's kind of helped me to like navigate the whole confidence. You know, when you start recognizing how amazing you are, even though, I mean, I'm not saying like you have to build a multi-million dollar business to be like amazing. You just have to be there and show up for yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you started a business without any knowledge, right? Most people feel like they have to know every single thing before they start, not realizing like we can just figure it out along the way, right? I mean, yes, there's bumpy roads. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. There's days where we feel like we might give up, but you know, that's all part of the journey. And when you reach to that end goal, like it's just the best feeling in the world. Like for you, you know, starting a multi-million dollar business with no knowledge, just that drive to go out there and just start it and, you know, create this successful company. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
It's been very rewarding. I think that the journey is never gonna end. I think that like I just have to enjoy the journey. I think that it only gets harder and it only gets more challenging, and you just have to like love what you do, like do it with a purpose, learn about it, and then enjoy it. That's the best way you can go about, because if you don't enjoy the journey or you don't enjoy what you do, it gets a little bit more harder, right? It gets hard to pick yourself up. It gets hard to motivate yourself. It's hard to get confidence. And I think one of the biggest things is just kind of inner voice, inner choice, and inner power is what brings self-confidence. Because we, at the end of the day, we all have a power to choose. Is whether we're gonna choose to do. And for me, I chose to say, you know what? This is not too big for me. It's okay. I can handle it, you know, and it's okay. And I'll handle it as it comes. You know, my problems today are way bigger than my problems they were a few years ago, you know? So we all have problems every day, just how big are the problems and when and what stages in our life we solve those problems.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, enjoy what you do, because most people, you know, when they create a business and do something they love, they don't really see it as work. They just do what they love, right? Even the little things that are tedious and frustrating, we just push through it because we love it. So we love what we do and enjoy what we do. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say, like I mentioned earlier, we all have the power to choose what direction we want to go. And a lot of the time we use excuses not to choose those paths because we're afraid and we let fear be in our way. So I think aside from building yourself confident with your whatever, everything that's around, whatever your circle and what's around you and the resources you have, I think that also surround yourself with incredible people who are going to lift you up, you know, who are going to praise you, who are going to recognize your hard work. Because I know that, like, I speak to so many people that are negative and they will say, like, well, my family say I'm not capable. My friends say I'm capable, you know, and it's just like those things that is part of like everyday life that we have to listen. We have to listen to negative things already. And it makes it harder for us to, like, where do we find the power to be confident? Like, where do we get that? And sometimes it's all in between yourself. It's hard. It's very hard. I mean, among many other entrepreneurs, we have to say, and it's hard, but there's also amazing tools, incredible people around you who want to see you win.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes. So our website is www.moda, the word like MODA-BOX. So modas mean fashion in Latin America. I mean Spanish, my native language. And then box, because the fashion is delivered in a box. Our Twitter handle, our Facebook, everything is at mymodabox.com or at mymodabox or at modabox on Instagram. And personally, I'm at Miss Modabox.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Monica, you can also head on over to the TaoofSelfConfidence.com and search for Monica's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Monica today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.